Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And the alarm clock might have just gone off for you, and you are up, and I am the first thing to greet you in the morning. Well, God bless you. We're going to have a good day. And you might be saying, oh, man, another day that I got to go out and persevere in this perverted world. I'm so tired of people being blown up and people being run over and terrorism and crime and sickness. I try to turn on television and watch it, and it's nothing but sexual perversion and murder and rape and the occult. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't know if I can handle another day or not. Well, let me tell you this. You can handle it. You're in this world, but you're not of it. You are the anointed of God, citizens of heaven. You have been removed out of that world system over into the kingdom of God. You know, Pat Robertson, several years ago, wrote a wonderful book called The Secret Kingdom. That's a powerful book. If you've never read that, let me recommend that to you. Plus, CBN has the entire teaching of that book on DVD that I'm sure if you called him, you could get it. But in that teaching, he lays down the laws of the kingdom. And there are specific laws of the kingdom in which you have been translated. Remember the old Star Trek where, you know, beam me up, Scotty. It's like you're in one place and all of a sudden you're beamed up into the starship or wherever. Well, whenever you gave your heart and life to Jesus, you were beamed up. You were translated. Colossians says this, we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. Now, I want you to think with me for a minute. We're talking kingdom here. And a kingdom has a king, and it has a constitution, and it has laws, and it has responsibility with privileges. You are in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. Why would that be? Because the Godhead fully indwells you. When you were born again, the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, they all moved inside of you. And there you have privilege of citizenship that other people in the world do not have. You need to really comprehend that. And you don't judge what is going to come your way. You don't judge what is your rights in life from what you see happening to the people in the world around you that have no covenant. You are a covenant people, people of the kingdom. And as such, you have specific rights. Look, Psalm 91 says, only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. It's not going to come nigh you because you are under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, what is the shadow of the Almighty? The shadow of the Almighty is God's covenant. It's his word. He will protect his. You see, why should I expect something that my neighbor is not going to have privilege to? It is because you have appropriated what Jesus did for you. Your neighbor can have the same thing. But if he chooses darkness over light, if he chooses sin over righteousness, then he is going to be rewarded by his choices. Remember Galatians 6? That you receive what you have sown. That and that only is what a man's going to get. How is it that we somehow think we can sow unrighteousness, we can sow wickedness? You know, I'm going to sow my wild oats. You don't want to sow any wild oats because you want your life to be filled with good oats. You want your life to be filled with good fruit. You don't want evil things coming upon you personally. You don't want evil things coming upon your wife. You don't want evil things coming upon your family. You don't want this. And yet, if you continue to do the things that the world does, and you don't walk within kingdom principles, that's what you're going to reap. That and that only is what a man is going to reap. I don't understand why people don't get it. Well, I do. It says in Corinthians that if there's any man that cannot comprehend this glorious gospel which we preach, it's because Satan, the god of this present evil world or this system, has blinded him to the truth. See, many times we We want to see people set free. We pray for them. And I think sometimes we don't pray right. See, if there's any man that cannot comprehend or see the kingdom, it's because Satan has blinded him to the truth. So when we go into intercessory prayer on behalf of a loved one or a friend or somebody we want to see set free, I think we need to go after the spirits that are at work blinding him. And we bind those spirits up, because remember, it says, whatsoever you bind on earth, if it's already bound in heaven, it will be bound. Well, I guarantee you the devils are bound in heaven. They're not loose there. And you have been given the authority with the use of the name of Jesus to bind these spirits up. Jesus said, you can't go in and plunder and pillage a strong man's house unless he is first bound. And many of these demonic spirits and things of the kingdom of evil, they are strong men. They have chains of bondage around your loved ones. And so you've got to go in and you have to bind them up first. But you can do that with the name of Jesus, with intercessory prayer. Get those spirits out of the way so that those that you care for and those that you love can comprehend and see the kingdom. They can receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Then, like Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, unless a man's born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. See, the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom, but the Spirit of God rules over all. It says in the Word of God, the kingdom of God rules or is over all. And that's borne out by that if God is for you, who can be against you? What can separate you from the love of God? See, there's nothing there that can do that when you're in the kingdom. And so you don't judge what is yours by what you see happening to people in the world. You judge what is yours by what the covenant says. Remember now, the New Testament is the last will and testament of Jesus. And I want you to think of it that way. People say, well, I want to know the will of God. Well, the will of God is ascertained by knowing the will. What does the will say is yours because of Jesus? Now, there are some things that the Bible doesn't specifically declare. It doesn't tell you what car to buy from what dealership and what color. It doesn't. But you have been given. See, in the Old Testament, there were these two things, the Urim and the Thummim. The high priest had them. Nobody knows exactly what they were. But you could get direction for making choices through them. And I was reading the Word one day, and I said, Lord, if they had the Urim and the Thummim in the Old Testament under that covenant, and we have a better covenant, what has replaced them? And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, well, number one, the truth of the Word of God, that has replaced one of them. And then the leadership of the Holy Spirit has replaced the other. And between the Word and the Holy Spirit within you, your steps will be ordered, your paths will be directed, and God will bless you, and you can know the kingdom and its principles and apply them and receive the blessings. You are a citizen of heaven, and as such, you have citizenship privileges. And you need to believe, because these privileges are made operative by faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And in Hebrews 10, it says, cast not away your confidence, for it has great recompense of reward. You must keep believing, and you must know who and what you are. For instance, if you don't know that you have a right to free speech, and somebody comes up to you and says, well, you can't speak out openly. You've got to shut up. It's against the law. See, well, if you don't know that the First Amendment to the Constitution gives you the right to freedom of speech, you can be cowed into silence. But if you know the Constitution, you come back and you say, you're nuts. I have the right to say whatever I want to say. I have the freedom of speech. Who are you to tell me that I can't speak what's on my heart and what's on my mind? And as a result, because you know your rights, you stand for your rights, and you're able to implement them. It's the same with the Word of God. You study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. You need to know your covenant. You need to know who you are. You need to know that you're in a kingdom. And in that kingdom, you have rights. And the kingdom that you are part of is greater than anything else in the universe. Don't forget that. Remember now, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. If there is no Jesus, there'll be no freedom. This is Pastor Woodson Moore, Ferreton Christian Center, reminding you that Jesus is freedom.